Hello, neighbors. It's Scott again. I've been given another opportunity to tell you a little bit more about me and where I stand on the big issues concerning our community. So I wanted to remind you of why I am running and the things that I pointed out that you were not aware of before this election unless you attended all of the board meetings and budget meetings. Believe me, they know that hardly any homeowners attend the meetings and hope that you are not paying attention. I want everyone to know what is going on. So here we go. The board moved $1.5 million of our over $4 million in surplus to a brand new, never needed or requested capital improvement fund that can now be spent on anything deemed to be a capital improvement with just a majority vote of the board. The board president claims the reason for the creation of this not needed fund was to protect residents from future special assessments. This is not accurate because the funds could be spent on any capital improvement from the operating account, just like they've always been done. Special assessments have nothing to do with this account. Nobody wants special assessments, and no special assessment was or is looming. We have line items in our budget to cover the known expenses and an operating fund to cover any unexpected items that may come up. With over $4 million in surplus money, which is the highest surplus on record, there was absolutely no reason whatsoever that our dues went up even one nickel, and that's even if you're not in favor of reducing our dues. Our net dues went up $15 a month, not the $3 a month the board presidents and another couple of candidates here keep trying to tell you. You also now know that the plan is to remodel and expand Shadows, even if we were to find another entity to take it over, regardless of what is stated in podcasts. You now know that there's no business model that exists for an HOA to show that our subsidy would go down at all with this expansion, and that they were already advised by experts that our subsidy would likely go up. You also now know that it is a false narrative being pushed out there of Shadows being such a burden, when it is the lowest subsidy of any amenity in here. It's the most used amenity, and make no mistake, it's an amenity created for the benefit, convenience, and pleasure of all the homeowners. Your board president has stated over and over again, falsely I might add, that Troon is to blame and Troon has final say. In our contract with Troon, it states numerous times, I quote, subject to owner input and oversight, quote, unless otherwise directed by owner, and quote, subject to owner's oversight and control. You see, Troon advised the board of the adverse effects of requiring a vaccine mandate, and the board chose to ignore the advice and required it anyway, which led to a loss of staff and an interruption of our services. Troon advised the board that a 32% reduction in their subsidy would mean reduced hours of operation and quality of service. The board, having final say, acted against the advice of Troon and our financial advisory committee by slashing their budget anyway. It sure looks to me that the board leadership is aware of who's in charge, but continues to blame Troon every chance they get. The Food and Beverage Committee, along with board leadership, takes zero responsibility for the consequences of their actions and poor decisions that they have made. If you don't think this was a poor decision, please look at the Shadows calendar for this month. What a mess they have caused. You now know that there's zero reason whatsoever to change our bylaws to enter into any contract longer than 1 year if you ask the residents for approval, and that it could be accomplished for as little as 260 yes votes to approve. This way, we all know what we're getting and what it will cost us. You now know that the bylaw change being proposed will prove to be very problematic if it were to pass. The wording calls for a clause allowing us to cancel for any reason whatsoever after 1 year with just a 90 days written notice. Who would sign such a thing? How would we ever get the benefit of a 5-year contract with a 1-year right to cancel for any reason? One candidate keeps calling it a performance clause or a performance benchmark clause. That is a great idea. It is. But it doesn't exist in the change to our bylaws. The way it is written allows us to cancel for any reason. So what if it passes? Well, all of your food and beverage contracts going forward will now have to include this very restrictive wording, allowing us to cancel for any reason. This would be worse than having a one-year contract. As the bylaws read right now, it allows us to enter any contract, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and then we can add in a performance bonus and an automatic renewal based on them reaching certain targets and goals. This is how you negotiate a contract that's beneficial to both parties. You now know that we own a 5-acre parcel in the north tip of our community and that the board president has his own vision for how it should be developed. They even created an ad hoc committee to see if his vision could become a reality. That committee chairperson stated in the board meeting on Monday that they only research what the board has assigned them to research. You also know they have no problem repeating ridiculous falsehoods and rumors using scare tactics of special assessments or monsters lurking in the shadows, lying in wait, ready to take a seat on the board, and that it is just to get votes by scaring you. This is very troubling to me, and it should be troubling to all of us. My platform and motivation for running has not changed. My concerns, though, are only growing stronger with every misleading podcast being put out there by our board president. I want to inform the community at large of what is really happening in this beautiful community. I'm very comfortable as part of a team or as a team leader. I have strong negotiating skills, I use common sense, and I know how to compromise when it's for the greater good. I want to help get the board back on track. I would be just one voice, but that will always be your voice, the residents. I really want to serve this community that I love. I put a lot of time and effort into making sure that the talking points of this election are the things that concern us all, our wallets, our home values, and our quality of life here. Please go to my website, scottpesson.com, for a lot of additional information about the issues, my qualifications, and my concerns. Please, feel free to ask me anything, and I humbly ask for your vote. If the barrel cactus in your front yard is feeling a little lonely, please contact me for your very own free Vote for Scott yard sign to keep it company. I wish you all a lovely day and a wonderful life here. You've earned it, and you deserve it. Thank you for listening.